Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Last week, we talked about how people are enraged as God's kingdom is moving in rapid increase amongst us. There is a war of words going on in the media, in the streets, and even in the places of worship amongst God's people. This verbal sparring is counterproductive to peace and progress. God is stepping in to remind his people why he gave them his words to put in their mouths. It's all about word power.
God is separating those who are with him and those who are against him based on what's in our heart and what's coming out of our mouths. And there's so many Christians got an opinion in America. Let me tell you, your opinion doesn't count nothing but against God, okay? You don't have an opinion if Jesus is your Lord. I'm sorry to be so direct, but Jesus is Lord. That means he tells you what to speak. He tells you what to do. In fact, Jesus even gave us an example. He said, I don't do or say anything that my Father doesn't say or I don't see him do. He's an example to follow. So why are you following the crowd? You're supposed to be following Jesus. If you are truly a believer, if you are truly a Christian, our example is Jesus Christ.
Here's this week's message.
The Holy Spirit said, the kingdom is here. And he's stressing in this message, a new order of all things. And that's what the Holy Spirit said. He says there will be war as the world systems continue to battle against the Lord's anointed. And we're going to explain what he means by that anointed. The kingdom will arise and increasing in power. It cannot be stopped. Men must change or be destroyed. And that's one of the reasons the Lord has given me this message, because there's destruction coming to the door of many people. And it's because of the words of their mouth. Now, you remember also that he gave me a vision when I was praying back at the beginning of the year. He showed this thin veil of darkness that was over the earth. And it was attempting to block our prayers, block our ability to hear God. And the Lord clearly let me know what that dark film was. He said it was the words that people were speaking. And he said primarily his people were speaking in agreement with the witchcraft people. So they're speaking the same words. And he said, because they are in agreement, chaos is breaking out in our streets. Chaos is breaking out in the nation. And he said the enemy has to use the people of God's tongues in order to take authority, because we are given the authority over the earth. Non-believers don't have that authority. We do. So the enemy has to use our words in order to destroy this land. So if he can get us to speak what's coming on the news, or what's coming through social media, and speaking against what God says in his word, then the destruction is going to continue to increase. But he has a few of us out here who can hear clearly, and we know what time it is. Because what the Lord is showing me is many of you have prayers that haven't been answered. The reason they haven't is your tongue. Your mouth has been stout against God and what he wants to do. Now, the word says, and I'm hearing this in my spirit, Psalm 105, because this is something the Lord had warned, I want to say probably 5-6 years ago, for his people to be careful of their words. Be careful who you are speaking about in these last days. Psalm 105:15 says it. Let me even go back further than that. It's talking about when the children of Israel going through the wilderness. They said they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. And God, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Now, who is God's anointed? Who are his anointed? One is the church. One is the Jews. One is every believer. Every person who says they believe in Jesus Christ is anointed. So if they are true believers of Jesus Christ and they're carrying anointing and they're saying that he is Lord, they're talking about the greatness and the goodness of God, keep off of them, okay? That means Christians don't be backbiting your pastors, your leaders, or anybody. Why? Because that destruction that came on those kings in the Old Testament that refused to, and they fought against God's people, refusing to let them obey God, God destroyed them and took their property from them. And that's what we're about to see now. We're going to see it again. So those of you who are speaking against what God is doing through people's lives, I mean, it's just in my mind, my heart, I don't even know how you can talk. Because I'm sensing many of you don't even know what your purpose is. So how can you say that person shouldn't be doing this and that person shouldn't be doing that? You don't know because you're not God. And I remember the Lord told me in these last days, he's using people you don't like. people that you don't get along with, people you don't approve of. Why? To find out where your heart is. Are you following God? Are you in your flesh? What you think about somebody, what you heard about somebody. No, we can't be there in this last day because God is separating those who are with him and those who are against him based on what's in our heart and what's coming out of our mouths. And there's so many Christians got an opinion in America. Let me tell you, your opinion doesn't count nothing but against God, okay? You don't have an opinion if Jesus is your Lord. I'm sorry to be so direct, but Jesus is Lord. That means he tells you what to speak. He tells you what to do. In fact, Jesus even gave us an example. He said, I don't do or say anything that my Father doesn't say or I don't see him do. He's an example to follow. So why are you following the crowd? You're supposed to be following Jesus. If you are truly a believer, if you are truly a Christian, our example is Jesus Christ. He only spoke what the Lord told him to speak. He only did what the Lord told him to do. And some people, I mean, I heard a leader the other day say, well, that's not how we are as Americans. We do this. Okay, then your loyalty is to America and not to God. So then don't expect your prayers to be answered because you have your sense of loyalty. You're saying who you believe in. You believe in the flag. You believe in the U.S. government and saying that's just how we are. Well, let me tell you, this is just how God is. He is saying men must change or be destroyed. Make your choice, okay? But he's saying our words are stout against him. And because of it, many of you are cursed with a curse. Can't get your prayers answered. Can't get sickness out of your family. Got death, dying, lack, all these things that are part of the curse. Why? You're appointed for the blessing if you're a Christian. But that's if you stay under the umbrella. But if you get out here where everybody else is, you're no longer covered. You're out there. You're no longer under the shadow of his wings. Because you have to abide in him, stay in him, stay on the vine. That means hear what he says, do what he says, do, and not stray from that. So that's what he was saying, the voice of the prophet. Now, here's what he reminded me of, something I learned many, many years ago. Our words are spiritual containers, okay? They're not just words with nothing in them. No, they're packed with spirit, either evil or good. So however we speak, those spirits behind them come from the person and their motivation for speaking. There are some people who can say good things, but their motivation is evil. It's what's in their heart that's coming out of their mouth, but it may be veiled. Okay. So there are many people who will say, well, let's pray for this person, but they don't really want to pray. They want to gossip. Okay. Gossip is tale bearing, speaking about somebody or something. You're not there, you're not in the mix, but you're trying to be in the mix by planting seeds in other people's minds against that person. So that's gossip. That is not allowed. And in fact, those of you reading some of these news stories and repeating, a lot of that is gossip. A lot of what they're speaking is untrue. And that you're speaking over here, and this person's like that. Baha. I thank you, Lord. I remember years ago, I told someone something and I said, you know what? We really need to be praying for people that are in the news rather than just making our opinions based on what we heard. And I remember this person said, well, yeah. And I remember this person talking about a celebrity was this is such and such a girlfriend. And I saw in the spirit, as soon as those words came out of her mouth, that woman was chained to somebody. I'm like, wait a minute. That ain't even her life. That was 30 years ago. All of a sudden, this believer, Christian, spoke a word that they saw in the tabloids and then spoke a word that put that celebrity in chains. And I said, Lord, I break that in Jesus' name. Now, the person was just repeating what they had heard about in the tabloids years ago. Well, it doesn't matter. We have power in our mouths. We have powers in our mouths to stop storms, to cause things to happen, to raise the dead. That's what God put in the mouth of every believer. But yet you're using it to put people in chains, to gossip about people. There are people in this world who can't get further than our words. And this is why God is saying there is power and there's purpose in our tongues. But until we learn that, some of us are going to be chained by the same words we're speaking over others. And you don't understand why. It's because of your mouth. It's because you're speaking truths that aren't true. Things you think are true, but they're not true. Why? How do you know truth? My word is truth. That's what God says. God's word is true. It's in the book of John 17. God's word is true. So anything outside of that is false or speculation, but it ain't true. I don't care what it is. Some people have that same problem if they have sickness in their body. Oh, they talk about they're sick. Whoa. Are you Christian? What does the word say? It says in Isaiah, by his stripes, meaning the stripes that Jesus took on his body, you're healed. So what are you going to do? You have the power in your mouth to stay sick and even die with those words, or to speak the words that he says and receive healing. And this is what he's saying. And instead of going and speaking evil over these cities, over the government, the Lord said this morning, heard so clearly, he said, you need to be praying for the peace of the city, wherever you are. That is your job as a believer. Stay out of the commotion, stay out of the melee, stay out of all that stuff. Your only duty is to speak what God speaks. And he says, pray for the peace of the cities. So if you're not doing that, you're in violation of the covenant, which means you are not going to get the promises God has for you. And some of you know you desperately need those promises, but you're speaking against God. You're speaking against his plan. Why? He loves these cities. He loves people. So why are you cursing people? Ha, I hear that too. The Bible even says, curse not the king. Don't say anything bad about him or negative about him. And yet how many of you on your tongues, you speaking bad about the president of this country? I remember a time that people would not dare to speak evil about anybody in leadership, over your church, over your family, over anything. Why? We were honorable people. We honored God. And because we honored God, we honored those who were in authority. And today people don't care. They just talk and you wonder why your life is jacked up. You have no honor. You have no honor. And how do you know? It comes out of your mouth. Calling people by the first name that you don't even know. It happened the other day. One leader, she mentioned somebody, a pastor that we knew, didn't know him personally, but she's mentioned about the first name. She goes, look at me. Calling him by his first name, like I had that kind of relationship with him. Exactly. Exactly. We take it for granted that we want to be respected. We want to be honored, but yet we don't give honor. And the Bible clearly tells us this book is a book of honor. It shows us how to honor God and how to honor man. So that's one of the things the Lord had me want you to know. So in your power is in your mouth. It says Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So whatever you love speaking, you're going to eat the fruit of that. That's going to be what you're going to get. So whatever you speak and putting out there, that's what you're going to get in your life.
This message may not be popular with our American right of freedom of speech, but it is the truth as it pertains to God's kingdom. As Jesus said, you will have what you say. God calls this the kingdom corollary. Here's a prophetic word. I am a righteous God who judges all men by their hearts. Consider yourselves judged, either for me or against me. You will soon experience the fruit of your lips and feel the weight of your unrighteous deeds. My servants have warned you. Now experience the corollary. You will have what you have said against others. You will have done to you what you have done to others. That is the reciprocity of my kingdom. Touch those, mine, my children, and citizens of my kingdom, and you will, by my righteous laws, experience the corollary. And that is the word of the Lord. That is also what we mean by word power, either for you or against you, but the power is behind your words, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. There is still time to register for our upcoming Apostolic Prayer Force meeting, which is on Monday, February 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Apostolic Prayer Force meets the second Monday of each month. You can find more information at our ministry website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.